And now, Marion Joyce Consumer Talk. Here's Marion Joyce.
Hello, and a big warm welcome to you, my friends, to the Marion Joyce Consumer Talk Show. I am Marion Joyce, and I am so glad that you're joining me today. We cover a wide variety of topics that are important to you, including things you don't even hear about on other shows, so this is a good place to tune in. We cover things such as cutting-edge medical discoveries, travel information, lots of helpful shopping and household hints, entertaining ideas, and we always have some celebrities and author interviews and much, much more. And if you have suggestions that you would like to hear on the show, just let me know. You can contact Marion Joyce Show, and you can contact me at WGCH. Today we have some great tips if you're looking for a house, or maybe if you're just thinking about buying a house or weighing whether or not you should renovate your home or buy a new one. Here are some tips. First of all, if you are the seller, that there are some common mistakes that people do very often, and one of them is don't assume that buyers can use their imagination, because they really can't. Studies have shown that they just can't imagine. So clear out the mess from your house, and don't have lots of pictures of your family, because they want to picture their family in the home. Now, I wanted to tell you about something that was in the newspaper and on the website of Scarsdale 10583 in Scarsdale, New York. That's like a website that gives you the news that's happening. And there was one that was really terrific. This house, the project, has been approved a long time ago, but now they finally have built. And the writer of this article on Scarsdale.10583, which is the zip code for Scarsdale, by the way. And if you're wondering why you moved to Scarsdale, ask anyone who lives in Scarsdale. They'll tell you about the great pools and the tennis courts and everything that's happening there. And the wonderful schools, of course, are world-renowned. Anyway, right off of Weaver Street, you drive up a private street called Manor Lane. And the author says that I found these were actually single-family homes, very, very luxurious, and large ones at that. And she visited a generous 5,300-square-foot property. It was a single-family house. And she says that she walked upstairs to the entry, and initially she thought she was in the lobby of the complex, but then she realized that she was in the entry hall of one of the single 9-family houses that are being built on the property. The houses were bright, well-lit, spanking new. I'm just reading from the article. The spacious foyer led to a new kitchen with high-end appliances, marble counters, and inviting island. This led to a large family room that looked out onto a green yard and a patio. And also on the first floor was a formal dining room, a living room, and another large first-floor room that could be used for a den or even a library, or many of the people, I understand, are turning it into a fifth bedroom. And upstairs there were 3 family bedrooms with 1 ensuite bath, a master bedroom suite that would be the envy of anyone living in one of Scarsdale's charming older homes. The master included a fireplace, 2 huge, roomy walk-in closets, and a master bath with an oversized shower, soaking tub, and top-of-the-line finishes. And if that wasn't enough, according to this author, the basement was finished as well and had room for a large playroom, media room, or gym. And the lower level leads to a 2-car garage, and if needed, the builder would even install an elevator. So she quickly realized that she was biased formally about new construction, but now that she's seen these, she's changed her mind. She says the homes are located in Heathcote, and students can attend the Heathcote Elementary School as well as the Scarsdale Middle School and High School. The prices are very, 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 very reasonable. And the taxes will be reasonable as well. And there is a common charge, which is very low. It's under $200, probably about $150 a month, for mowing and landscaping. And she says that the house showed very, very well. It's called Manor Lane, and it's Heathcote Manor is the name of the development, and it's right off of Weaver Street. And check it out. If you're looking, or someone you know is looking for a house, I think they'll be very surprised at the kind of value they're getting there.
The best of times is now. What's in the past is just a faded rose. And we are looking forward, not backwards. And we are going to book to a wonderful time in the future. And to help us, we have Miranda Esmond White, who is one of the world's greatest advocates and educators of healthy aging. And many of us, or most of us probably, know her from PBS fitness show, Classical Stretch. And as a formal ballerina, she has designed the Eccentrics technique, which uses low-intensity strength and stretch exercise to relieve pain, prevent injury, and standardize the body. Well, welcome to the show, Miranda.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for the lovely song.
Well, I am feeling very much pepped up after receiving and trying your classical stretch videos, which I have too, and I also have a book that you wrote called Aging Backwards, which is a way that we can each reverse the aging process and look at least 10 years younger in 30 minutes a day. And from what I read in your book, you think anybody from any level of age or any level of strength can do this. Is that right?
Well, that's the exact truth, is that we never understood before that aging, we've always thought of it as chronological and that we really had no choice. But aging, actually, we do have a choice, that we can choose to age very, very slowly, or we can speed up our aging process with an inappropriate lifestyle.
So right. So from the lifestyle, you're talking about what? What is it that we can control and what can't we control?
So what we control is the cells of our body, how they we're made up of tens of trillions of cells.
Uh-huh.
So if we don't move these cells, they're literally programmed to atrophy. Starting at around age 40 is when people really start noticing the change in their energy uh-huh. levels and body shape. And that's when the cells are starting to, the slow process of atrophy.
Now what happens when you age, and how, you know, when you're aging, what can you do to prevent that from starting this aging process?
All you need to do is move, but you have to move every single muscle in your body, because you ask yourself the question, what part of my body don't I want? And then when you ask that question, you immediately know that you want the full body. You need your shoulders, your arms, your fingers. So therefore, you need to exercise every part of your body. Which
now, is your program set up so that people can do that?
You can do it. As you said, you did the DVDs so easily. You can do it in 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day through gentle movement. There's no equipment. There's no weights. There's no running. Exercise itself, the fitness industry, is in its infancy. So we have, in reality, been over-exercising. The
uh-huh.
human body doesn't need to exercise that much to be strong and fit and mobile and stay young.
Right. Now, in your book, Aging Backwards, you specifically stress that, for example, bodybuilders will be strong in one place, but they'll be weak someplace else. Like they say, some of them are muscle-bound. It's a famous thing
right.
that people call that. You know, these muscle weightlifters are very muscular, but they are muscle-bound because they only stretch and exercise one part of the body. And in your videos, one of them is the classical stretch by Eccentrics, and in one of them you have 30 episodes from one of your seasons on television, and that has all kinds of things. And the other video that I have of yours is Aging Backwards, and it's posture and pain relief for beginners. And it's safe and slow-paced, full-body workouts. I'll tell you the truth. I've been doing exercise for years, and I didn't find that the slow-paced one is really that slow, because you have all the basics that everybody should probably do
right.
Almost every day
That's
to keep
right,
themselves fit.
When you exercise, this is all I do. I'm 66, and this is all I do every day, half an hour of one of these routines, because in every single of these half-hour or 22-minute TV shows that you were talking about, you were referring to, we work the full body. We work every single muscle from the fingers to the toes, ankles, knees, hips, deep into the glutes, right through your back and spine. So no matter which workout you're going to do in classical stretch or eccentrics, you are going to target 650 muscles, because that's what the program is designed to do.
Okay. Now, in this, I see that the one, the classical stretch with the 30 episodes, the complete season of 10 TV series, has been broken up, I believe, into three different techniques that you use, or three different parts of the body, or ways of using them. What is that?
Okay, it's not parts of the body, because every single workout covers every single muscle. So whether you're doing bar work, which is, I think, 10 of those little 22-minute workouts are bar workouts, but they cover top to bottom, full 650 of your muscles, or whether they're floor work or just full standing, they are all full body. They are all covering your full body. Now, the reason why that's so important is a little bit on what you were hitting on and referring to at the beginning when you talked about bodybuilders, is that when we go to the gym and we're working with equipment, we're targeting major muscle groups, but we're not getting the full body. So slowly at the gym, we're unbalancing our body. And then we have aches and pains. We shouldn't ever have aches and pains, ever, 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 especially after exercising. But we do because, as I said, fitness is in its infancy, and this is all that the trainers have been introduced to give to their clients. But now that eccentrics and classical stretch are out there in the market, we're seeing a big turnaround with instructors. We've got thousands of instructors worldwide who are now offering this in gyms.
Right. Now, all you're saying in this, and one of the things you're saying in the videos, is everybody, whether you're 18 or 80, everyone wants to be energetic, look great, have stunning posture, and be pain-free. I mean, those are really things that everybody wants.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody.
And in the classical stretch DVDs, you tell people how they can do this at their own pace and working at their maximum if they're good in health, and if they're not, they're out of shape or they're healing from injury, do a relaxed routine.
Right. So we've designed an aging backwards series, and which goes along with the book, Aging Backwards, because there are a lot of people who stopped exercising. And if you don't exercise, your body will atrophy. I mean, that's just the way it's designed, and it's going to age quite rapidly. So what you need to do is to start reversing the atrophy. And so you want to be gentle on your body. Gentle is much more effective than forcing and getting injured. And we find that very rapidly when people do the exercises, almost like a rag doll and very relaxed, their muscles strengthen very quickly. It sounds contraindicative, but it's not. Because all movement strengthens the muscles.
So if you age passively and you don't do any exercise, or you overly exercise, you're defeating the purpose.
Right.
And
right.
So,
you got it.
In other words, you have to, you can't, let's say if you take a piece of wood and it's hard, if you soften it, you may be able to bend it and it's flexible.
Yeah.
But,
oh, I love that. I love that. That's
but
exactly
if you don't, it's the same with a piece of bread.
Brilliant.
It'll break.
Brilliant. Brilliant. You have got it. I'm going to use your examples because those are, that's so true. A violin or a beautiful piece of furniture, they soften the wood and then they can shape it.
That's right.
The same.
Right.
So, we
so it's the same with everything. Now, there are some myths that you talk about.
Oh,
and
One
of them is that our brains grow only until we're about in our 20s and then they start to die. Now, what's the truth about that? That is it's
absolutely
a myth.
Absolutely. That is so being defunct now. And they're finding that the more you use your brains and really use them, they'll stay, they'll regenerate and rebuild and grow and increase no matter what age you are. Like, I'm 66, I'm almost 67. I'm writing all these scientific and medical books. I'm doing tons of research with major, major medical, with scientists. And
now,
I wasn't doing this when I was younger.
Right. What about your metabolism slowing down after age 40?
Well,
that's a myth.
We will. It is a myth. There is a slowing down that will take place, but we don't have to lose our cells. We can actually regain more energy. University of Pittsburgh did a study in 2011, and they proved that you don't have to lose muscle mass as you age. You only lose muscle mass if you're not using it.
One of the things I found very interesting about one of the myths that our skin inevitably ages and our only good defense is genes. Of course, genes are important, but in this book you say research found that 3 months of exercising twice a week can restore the skin of a 60-year-old sedentary person to the same set as a 20 to 40-year-old, and that's true. I know that's true.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, exercising, correct exercising, not, I mean, I'm fighting, in a way, I'm trying to reform the fitness world because
right.
I find that it causes so many injuries and damage. But correct mm-hmm. exercising works every part of your body, from your connective tissue, your fascia, your blood, your nervous system, your endocrinological system, your circulatory system, your muscles, your bones, every part. And that fitness teachers need to be more like doctors and physiotherapists than just like somebody who's done a two-hour training.
Now, one of the things that you say, if you're exercising and you want to lose weight faster, that you should use the larger muscles. Tell us about that.
To lose weight, first of all, you have to reduce calories. That is, your diet has to be a healthy diet with lots of nutrients, not full of fats and sugars and stuff, but a healthy diet with the correct calorie intake. Because if you're eating food that the body cannot use, it will store the bad for you food anyway. So it'll store the sugars, even if you're having less calories. But the body can't metabolize. It can't burn those calories. But you can lose weight you'll lose weight slowly by eating junk food. But if you start eating your vegetables, your nutrient-rich food that makes you full. No sugars, no processed sugars, no processed food. And then you exercise and you do these, our workout works every single muscle. Now, in your muscles are your mitochondria. Mm-hmm. 98% of your mitochondria, which are the calorie burning furnaces of your body. So when you want to burn calories, you're going to burn them in the muscles themselves. That's where you burn them. So you have 650 muscles. Every muscle is packed full of mitochondria. So if you use your full body, then those mitochondria are burning like mad. If you're only using a few muscles, then you're only burning limited, you're triggering a limited amount of mitochondria. Now, your largest muscle groups are in the thighs and the glutes, your abdominal region, your glutes, and your heart, of course. Mm-hmm. Those are where most of your mitochondria are, because those are where your biggest muscles are. So we've got pliés, tai chi pliés, and lunges. And then we've got these huge full-body movements that are done slowly so you're not killing yourself. But they are burning calories. So the combination,
One of the things that you mentioned here is the fact that every minute you exercise, you lengthen your life by 7 minutes. And that was very interesting. As you say, a guaranteed 1-to-7 return on your investment. That's pretty astounding.
But you know what? You do better than that even. Way better than that is you improve your sense of well-being. You improve how great you feel. You feel so good. You feel young. So you're not going to live longer and be miserable,
Very often people are like defeated because they say, their mother died young or their father was in bad shape. But it says now that 25% of our longevity is determined by our genes, which means that 75% is due to lifestyle and environmental factors, which many of them we can control. So that's very, very encouraging. So that's why I say the best of times is now, so let's get started.
That's right. And, this is why I wrote that book, Aging Backwards. And I've got another book coming out in November called About Pain. But this book is educational. It's fun. It's a fun read, but it's educational. And it will really explain to you, no matter whether you're 20, 30, 40, 70, 80, 90, how you can pull back the clock. You can reverse your aging process. You can start to feel young again. You can reverse poor posture. You can increase your energy. You can get rid of a lot of arthritis and back pain and knee pain and joint pain.
Right. Well, if you exercise, when you first start, it's really, very, it's hard. But then as you do it, you do 5 minutes one day and you do 10 minutes next.
That's exactly
then
right.
By the end of the week or the end of 2 weeks, you may be doing, 15 minutes to a half an hour.
And the trick to exercising is to do it very relaxed. Now, you go to a gym and they make you work and suffer. But that's not how to make it work. And I've proved this scientifically. The best way is to relax. and move. And every single movement you make, whether it's your baby finger or whatever, requires strength. Your muscle of your baby finger won't move unless there's some strength. Now, it's a teeny little bit of strength, but all movement requires strength. So relaxed movement.
Right. Well, when you're scared or when you're tense, movements become difficult.
Harder. Yeah.
And also they say, like, if you're relaxed when you're going into surgery or whatever, you don't feel as much pain. You don't need as much anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things are working together.
They all work together, and it's all, I mean, relaxation. I train teachers in relaxation. It's part of our training method. And when you learn how to, relaxation is part of our neurological system.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to relax. You know, we're so tight. When you learn how to relax and relax all your body, suddenly everything is moving easier. Your shoulders move. Your range of motion increases. Mm-hmm. You suddenly have a wider stance when you walk. Your energy goes. So by relaxing, you're gaining power.
If you can learn to relax, you can learn. Yeah. You can exercise. One of the things you say in the book is that lean muscle tissue of a 75-year-old triathlete was equal to the lean muscle tissue of a 40-year-old, and they both worked out the same amount of time.
Right.
Which proves that muscle cell loss is a consequence of inactivity, not of age.
That's it. That was the University of Pittsburgh study. And not only that, they showed that the 75-year-old actually was capable of increasing. After the age of 65, there was something triggers in the human body that they're studying now that lets us gain even more strength after 65 than before it.
Right.
So the fact that we have to get weaker as we age, completely defunct by that study. And
so it says in your book here, I'm just quoting things from you, we're never too old to feel young. So that's why I think anybody getting this Aging Backwards book would really do themselves a big favor. And in this book, they have pictures of the various kinds of exercises, two rules to follow for every eccentric workout. One is usually circular motion. The other is getting balance in the body, which is so important. Posture you stress tremendously. But you have terrific diagrams of various kinds of exercises, some to alleviate pain, some and also stretches for different types of body problems. If you have tight shoulders, you have a neck ache, a lot of different things. You have rules for hip, knee, mobility, all these different things. And a lot of times you can, many, many times, if you do these exercises, you can avoid surgery that, that many people say is the only thing. Or a lot of, you can get rid of a lot of those pills that you take. And the thing I like about your things is everything that I see in your book is very simple. You don't need a lot of, you don't need a lot of equipment.
No. You need a mat for the floor. You need a chair, which everyone has in their home. That's it. And a TheraBand, a little, but not necessary. You don't need equipment. The weight that we use is the weight of your own body. So your bones weigh something. So when you lift your arm up, you're lifting up 10, 15 pounds, depending on the weight of your body. When you bend sideways, you slowly move as you bend sideways and then straighten yourself up. If your body, if your torso weighs 50, 75 pounds, you're moving 75 pounds through space. That takes time.
So I'm looking at your classical stretch, the one that has 30 episodes from your programs that were on PBS, for example. And I see different parts of the body that you things for. And it's all initialed. For example, AS is for exercises that are all standing. So if you want to just do standing in that session, and they were 23 minutes, I think, each episode.
Yeah.
So you can either do an all-standing or an all-bar or an all-floor workout. When you pick out what you want, and it's all initialed here so you can see what you're doing. And most of us have seen many of these things on American public television, on the PBS stations, and they really are terrific. One of them that I have, the running time is 675 minutes. No one's going to do all of these for sure. Not in one session. But you can do 22, 23, and you do as many as you can.
Well, people do one a day. So most people, and I get thousands and thousands of fan letters, emails, most people do one a day, so that's 22 minutes. And in that 22 minutes, and I get letters from people who have been doing them for 2 weeks or 2 years, and it has reversed their arthritis. They've lost inches, weight, tons and tons of inches, like sizes, from going from size 20 to size 4. Arthritis relieved just in the 22 minutes. You don't need more than that. They're
right.
Very efficient workouts. And as I said, they're not hard workouts. They should be done gently and easily. Because
right.
we don't understand, or we haven't understood correctly, how to train. So I used to be a professional ballerina, and I trained 8 to 10 hours a day. But that was so I could do Swan Lake and stuff like that. Nobody wants to do Swan Lake if you're just for, you don't need that level of training. We're not pro
right.
football players. That's not what people are training for. They're training to have energy, to be able to be feeling great, look great, healthy. You don't need to train 10 hours to be that. You just need to understand what it takes to strengthen muscles and to
right.
have full mobility. The human body is designed to serve us, not for us to have to serve it. But
right.
you have to know how to correctly keep it healthy. So we're starting to learn all these things now, both in nutrition and through this program in fitness, because we've been over-exercising.
You know, one of the things I love about your videos that I've seen, you have like water in the background, which there in itself relaxes me.
yeah. I know. You know what? A lot of people say that they like to get up in the morning and they like to see those beautiful locations. So we shoot them down south in
uh-huh.
Mexico, because people love to see the ocean or beautiful gardens.
It's very relaxing. Nature is a wonderful healer, really a wonderful
right,
healer.
Right.
You just, if you can, you know, if you're tense, you can either look out your window if you have a pretty view or something that may brings a
yeah.
smile to your face, or
yeah.
else you can just imagine it. You close your eyes and you imagine it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I've learned a lot from your book, Aging Backwards. How can people get your book and your videos?
Well, the book is available at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Our videos are available through our website, and people could find them at eccentrics.com. And
okay.
everything's available. We do have a lot of videos on Amazon also, but I think there are better prices actually through our website.
I see. Well, anyway, it's been my pleasure to speak with you. I'm wondering, when can I get one of your new books?
In November.
Well, I look forward to that, because I will have you on again for sure. We can review a lot of the things that we've done now and some of your other material. I really strongly suggest to everybody that you get something as a gift for someone you love and as a gift for yourself, because everybody wants to reverse the aging process. It's a natural thing. You want to look 10 years younger or more, and you want to feel your best. You don't want to fall back and age and just become decrepit
no.
and not enjoy life anymore.
It's not necessary.
So we say the best of times is now, and let's go forward.
Right. And thank
okay.
you so much for inviting me on your show.
Oh, thank you so much for being with us, and I look forward to having you on again. Bye now.
Okay, bye.
I'd like to thank my guests and Bob Small, particularly my fabulous studio engineer, and most especially you, my audience, for sharing this part of your day with me. Each of you is so special. Until next time, remember that love is the oil that takes the friction out of life. And keep smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Make it a wonderful day.